This podcast is supported by Indeed.com, helping you find quality candidates with Indeed Instant Match. Indeed searches through millions of resumes in their database to help show you great candidates instantly. Receive a free $75 credit to upgrade your job post at Indeed.com/technews. Terms and conditions apply.
This is your tech news briefing for Monday, March 22nd. I'm Amanda Llewellyn for The Wall Street Journal. In the near future, in order to enter restaurants, sporting arenas, or even your workplace, you might be required to prove that you've been vaccinated against the coronavirus. How? It could mean flashing a special app or scanning a QR code at the door. A coalition of tech companies, hospitals, and others is preparing to release a set of open source standards that would help power those apps while safeguarding users' sensitive health data. Our tech reporter, Sarah Castellanos, will explain how it works after these headlines. The U.S. and China have been locked in a battle over technology, with the U.S. cracking down on the use of certain Chinese tech over concerns about data security. Now, it appears that China is flipping the script. The government there is restricting the use of Tesla vehicles by some government personnel, citing its own concerns that data that the cars collect could be a source of national security leaks. That's according to people familiar with the matter. The people also said that a government security review of Tesla vehicles found that the cars can obtain various data about when, how, and where the cars are being used, and that China was concerned that that data could then be sent to the U.S. Speaking at a conference over the weekend, Tesla CEO Elon Musk said the company would never provide the U.S. government with data from its cars in China or any other country. The Chinese government didn't respond to requests for comment. Before the pandemic, Facebook, Google, and Amazon were already known as the big three of digital advertising, raking in 80% of all ad dollars spent online. In the pandemic, not only has that position surged to close to 90%, but also last year, as more people turned to the platforms for shopping, work, browsing, and entertainment, the three companies for the first time collected the majority of all ad spending in the U.S., according to a provisional analysis from the ad agency Group M. And Coinbase agreed to pay more than $6.5 million to settle regulatory claims that it reported misleading information about its trading volumes. The outcome settles a civil case without the company admitting or denying fault, and it clears the way for the cryptocurrency exchange operator to move ahead with plans to go public later this year through a direct listing. It would be the first major publicly traded company focused on Bitcoin. All right, coming up next, a coalition of tech companies is releasing standards for vaccination verification, which they hope will help smooth the process of reopening the economy. We'll have more on that after break.
This podcast is supported by Indeed.com, helping you find quality candidates with Indeed Instant Match. Indeed searches through millions of resumes in their database to help show you great candidates instantly. Receive a free $75 credit to upgrade your job post at Indeed.com/technews. Terms and conditions apply.
As coronavirus vaccines continue to be rolled out, a new problem is emerging. How do you figure out who can safely enter a public space? One group thinks they can help. The Vaccine Credential Initiative, or VCI, is getting ready to release a set of open source standards that'll help verify people's vaccination records in mobile apps or through QR codes. The coalition behind the initiative includes more than 200 organizations ranging from tech companies to nonprofits to healthcare providers. And they're hoping the standards can be used to help the world reopen safely as the pandemic is brought under control. Our reporter, Sarah Castellanos, covers emerging technology for us. She's been following this and she joins me now. Hey, Sarah, thanks for being here.
Thank you.
Okay, so before we get into what these standards would do, let's talk about how they actually work. They're open source. So can you remind us what that actually means?
Yeah, so it means that these standards are free and available for any software developers at any organization around the world to use in order to integrate or update their mobile apps to verify an individual's vaccine record. And they're also quote unquote interoperable, meaning they're meant to work with any healthcare IT system out there across the world.
And what is the VCI's vision for how their technology will be used?
They hope that this will be the main set of standards in use worldwide. So ultimately, people might not have to use multiple applications for verifying their COVID-19 vaccination data. And this is important at the end of the day because it's all about trust. Individuals want to be able to trust that their healthcare information is secure and legitimate and easily downloadable either on a mobile app or through a printed out QR code. And then companies and restaurants and sporting events and, you know, all of the public arenas that we hope to go to at some point, they are verifying an individual's COVID vaccine record. So they also want to make sure that these records are legitimate. But in practice, it kind of remains to be seen what will actually happen because there's other organizations, companies, and governments around the world that are also working to figure out ways to verify vaccination records and COVID-19 health data as well.
Right. And as you mentioned, one of the things that we've run into with contact tracing apps and other tech solutions throughout the pandemic is this issue of privacy and of security, particularly when it comes to such sensitive health data. How is this coalition addressing that?
Yeah, so the coalition is also releasing guidelines for how companies and healthcare providers can implement these software standards in a secure way. But the software framework also has existing software standards that have already been approved to securely exchange healthcare information. So these are, like I said, a set of standards that are meant to be used worldwide, but they also incorporate additional existing standards that have already been approved to securely exchange healthcare data.
Sarah, we've been following similar sorts of initiatives that aim to create so-called vaccine passports. How is the VCI's effort different from some of those other solutions that are out there?
Basically, the VCI is building a software standard that could eventually allow healthcare organizations or companies that are building quote unquote vaccine passports to be able to have just one single standard of verifying an individual's COVID-19 vaccine data. But I've actually talked to a bunch of sources who don't necessarily like the term vaccine passport because it's kind of a misnomer. It kind of gives the sense that you as an individual might have just one kind of mobile app that you can show to any company or concert venue or sporting arena and be able to get in without any additional verification. But in reality and in practice, these organizations are likely going to be requiring a bunch more information. So think maybe temperature checks or driver's licenses just to verify that you are who you say you are. And every organization and company might have sort of a different way of regulating that and of requiring vaccine and COVID-19 data.
Got it. And so this coalition has been working on their solution for about 6 months now. Why is the impending release of their standards such a significant development?
Yeah, so this is actually really significant for a couple of reasons. Number one, it's actually a huge coalition that represents a ton of technology vendors like Salesforce and Oracle, Microsoft, and they're actually working with public health providers. And basically, they're all trying to get on the same page. They're all trying to figure out one single software standard that can be used throughout the entire world for the verification of COVID-19 vaccination data. And efforts like this to figure out one single software standard in healthcare they usually take years, years and years. I know that one of the other common standards in healthcare IT took about 7 years from conception to deployment. So one of the reasons that this coalition is trying to move really quickly and get these worldwide standards out is because ultimately there's an urgency from an economic recovery perspective. So this is a way that they hope to make it easier for people to be able to show any organization or company or concert venue or airline a legitimate record of a COVID-19 vaccination in a free and secure way that ultimately means that we might be able to get back to quote unquote normal life at some point in the near future.
All right. That's our reporter, Sarah Castellanos. Thanks, Sarah.
Thank you.
That's it for today's tech news briefing. You can find more tech stories on our website, WSJ.com. And if you like our show, please do rate and review us in your app store. It really does help. I'm Amanda Llewellyn for The Wall Street Journal. Thanks for listening.